By looking ahead to a Sweet 16 on the men's side Thursday and Friday. Thursday! Go down and hear you games.
All right, well, let's start with in the South region, we have Nebraska, who eked out a wonderful game and a victory against Vanderbilt. And they crossed eyes, legs, and fingers. They go up against a team that beat and dismissed the defending national champions in Iowa. Coverage of that game will be Thursday, 7:30 p.m. all times, so Eastern. TBS and True TV will take that coverage. Also in the South region, we have Houston, who they basically have cruised their way so far. They meet up against Illinois, who they might give them a stiff little bit of a test. True TV and TBS will have that as well. Also, this game is Thursday. This will be after the Nebraska-Iowa game, 10:05 p.m. Eastern. It's a tip-off there. And we go to the West region, where Purdue, they square off against Texas, the number 2 seed, Purdue, going against number 11 seed, Texas. 7:10 is the tip-off there. CBS will carry that. And after that one, we will see Arizona, who's the number 1 ranked seed in the West. They will take on the number 4 seed in the West, Arkansas. Coverage will begin 9:45 p.m. CBS will carry that as well.
Can Texas keep this going?
Maybe.
Can Texas keep this going and beat Purdue?
Maybe. I mean, I look at it this way. Gonzaga really wasn't all that great of shakes. I thought they I actually had them going over on Texas. Purdue doesn't really give me the wow, I think they're going to meet their match type of vibes. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I think Texas does stand a chance of upsetting them. I think they stand a good chance of upsetting them. So, yes, I do think they have it in them. Now, should they advance to the Elite Eight and they meet up against a team like Arizona? No, I don't think they will beat them. But they have a puncher's chance of beating Purdue.
John Calipari and Darius A. Cup Jr. against the powerhouse that is Arizona.
You know, Arizona's the hot pick, the sexy pick to win it all. A team like Arkansas could really challenge that. And we shall see if Arizona's up to the challenge. I think they need to be pushed a little. So they're gonna get that opportunity. They're gonna get that team. Let's see if you have what it takes to actually win it all. And we're gonna give you a good matchup here. So Arizona has their work cut out for them, but we'll see.
Ben McCollum and Fred Hoiberg meet again. This time the stakes are a lot higher than inside the Big Ten.
This might be one. This probably might be the closest game in the Sweet 16, with Iowa and Nebraska. Of course, not only are they division rivals, or the conference rivals, they actually are considered to be each other's biggest rival. So, you know, we'll see which rival will go over on the other. Obviously, Nebraska is considered the better team of the two. But familiarity can make things quite interesting, and we've seen that in this tournament play itself over and over and over again. I don't see that to be any different here.
And then, can your Cougars handle the size that is Illinois?
If they can make those tongues wag, yes. But that's what the Cougars have to do. They got to rely on their athletic ability and basically make this a track meet. And if they could do that and be stubborn on the defensive end where they play passing lanes, then they can subvert the size advantage and the physicality of Illinois. Of course, though, is provided that they can actually run on them. Because what physicality can do is it can weaken you just a little bit.
You got a home court advantage? Even if it's unfair.
Oh, no. Let's not dust that. Tampa's not that far from Gainesville.
We're the one seed, okay?
Tampa's not that far from Gainesville.
And but it's not in Gainesville.
Tampa's not as far as...
It's not in Gainesville. It is literally in Houston.
Let me finish.
You cannot compare it to. Gainesville,
and they still got their butts. Whoa!
No, this is in Houston. In Houston.
And?
We ain't saying San Antonio. We ain't saying Arlington. We ain't saying Dallas. We ain't even saying... It's in Houston!
And? Take that up with the committee. They're the ones who decide where the region's going to be, and then they decide who the team's going to be in these four, which four teams are going to be in said region. It's not my fault.
I ain't know Houston was playing people. Okay. So y'all want to pay people under the hood.
It ain't my fault.
Our damn well. Y'all going to give them a home court advantage.
It ain't my fault.
That was a gift for what happened last year. That's what that was.
It ain't my fault.
And it'll be funny if y'all get knocked out and don't come out the region in your own backyard.
That would piss me off. How you follow a crappy performance being in San Antonio for the national championship. Screw the pooch and I get to the Final Four having two games in Houston.
That's Thursday. Let's go to Friday.
Made me so hot I had to get a drink of water. The number one overall ranked team, Duke. They take on the surprising St. John's, coming off a last-second victory over Kansas. Tip-off is at 7:10 p.m. CBS will carry that one. Duke is favored by 6.5. But this is going to be a tough game, I believe, for Duke. Michigan, they... In the Midwest, the number one seed. In the Midwest, they'll take on number four seed Alabama. TBS and True TV will take that one. 7:35 is a tip-off for that game. And of the four, that one looks like to be Michigan is possibly the one team that has probably the easiest of the eight, maybe. Games on this slate between Thursdays and Fridays, Sweet 16s?
Maybe. That's the only game that's have a double-digit spread in all eight of them.
That's why I say maybe.
Hey, Arizona's only figured by 7.5.
That's why I say maybe. Now, to follow that game is number two seeded Iowa State. They will take on Tennessee, surprisingly the number six seed team in the Midwest, clobbering Virginia to get there. 10:10 p.m. is tip-off. Again, TBS True TV will take that one. And the game to follow the St. John's Duke affair, probably the game that people are circling, Michigan State and UConn. Number two seed UConn taking on number three seed Michigan State. 9:45 is a tip-off there. CBS will take that one. And the Osmakers have the Huskies by 2.5. Other than the Nebraska game, that's the smallest spread.
John Shire, the new head man in charge, taking on the old man himself, Rick Pitino.
You see how calm and cool and collected he was in, after that shot fell in the round of 32. He's like, been there, done that. All right, time to shake the opposing coach's hand and tell them how they did well, what they did wrong, and what we need to do to improve what we had Duke on Friday. Calm, cool, and collected customer. The team is going to need to follow his lead there because the nerves could get the better of them. Because
and who will have home court advantage here? Because that's in D.C.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, remember St. John's.
I say, who's going to have home court advantage?
Well, I mean.
I didn't say Duke. I say, who's going to have home court advantage?
I get that. I mean, you don't have a large St. John's contingency in D.C. You do for Duke.
So, I think St. John's people will be traveling to D.C.
Oh, I mean, of course they'll travel. I mean, it's only, what, 4 hours. So they'll definitely travel. But Dukies travel almost everywhere they play. And definitely on the East Coast. I mean, heck, if they'll show up, if they show up and make half the stadium Cameron Indoor in Boston, then for sure they'll show up in D.C.
Speaking of that, Michigan State and UConn after that. Tom Izzo, Danny Hurley.
This has to make used to being a physical game and a fundamentally sound game. Both these coaches believe that you got to play sound basketball in all phases on both sides of the floor. And so this one, I will say this game is truly for the basketball purist. And whoever advances from this game, woo, I feel for Duke. Because I think Duke is going to beat St. John's. I feel for Duke because whoever comes from that game is going to give Duke one tough battle in the Elite Eight.
That man said he feels bad for Duke. Dang.
I do. Because it's either they're going to deal with the fundamentally sound with a little bit of physicality UConn, or the tough Spartans. They got to deal with something formidable in the Elite Eight.
And speaking of home court advantages, even though it's not going to be like Houston, the Big Ten is taking over Chicago, and the SEC going to be the away team.
Mm-hmm.